This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the Weekend Edition. Corey and I are chatting right now with an old friend, a very, very competent individual who's involved with Ogura Publishing, Byron King. Byron puts out three newsletters. One of the newsletters deals with, interestingly enough, investment opportunities in the military sector. And his other two newsletters have to do with the resource sector, one focusing on senior companies and one focusing on more of the junior companies. We're going to chat with him in the first couple of segments, actually, about his thoughts on the opportunities or lack thereof coming out of the Middle East in all of these sectors. Byron, we have what I think is a no-win situation over there, but this I really don't want to focus on politics right now. I really want to focus on this from an investment standpoint, and let's start out with the military sector. I mean, the United States is spending gobs of money, really, I don't think accomplishing much, but I'll tell you, there are some contractors in the U.S. that are making an awful lot of money on this deal. Let's get comments first on that.
It's good to be with you. Thanks. Just the day-to-day operations of, you know, flying the airplanes over there and, you know, doing the targeting, doing the surveillance, and eventually dropping bombs, whatever, you know, whatever. I mean, you can agree with it or not agree with it. Point is that, you know, for some of these aircraft, I mean, like the F-22, the Lockheed F-22 that first had its operational combat debut about 2 weeks ago, dropping some joint direct attack munitions on targets in Syria. I mean, that's $60,000 an hour of flight time. That's the loaded, fully loaded cost to run that airplane. And that we bought the airplane for, you know, whatever, you know, $180 million each. $60,000 an hour to run it and fly it, and then, you know, the cost of the ordnance, whatever that is, you know, the time you buy the bomb, that's cheap, you know, that's everything else. But then it's not just that airplane. You've got several of these airplanes. You've got other support airplanes. You've got the tankers. You've got the intelligence aircraft in the sky. You've got the drones. I mean, we are spending tens of millions of dollars, you know, every night, you know, just to fly over there and drop bombs. So when you say, you know, yeah, somebody's making money, well, I mean, the first people making money are the, you know, it's the people that supply fuel to the military. I mean, they're, you know, they're making it. But then, you know, it's big names that you would recognize. It's, you know, it's the Lockheeds, it's the Northrop Grumman's, it's the Boeing's, who are, you know, they are doing what the Navy, what the Air Force, what the U.S. government is asking them to do. You know, we have these airplanes. We need spares. We need repairs. We need parts. We need support. And so those are, that's the first tier of ideas out there, in terms of investable type ideas. But then you start moving down the tier. I mean, you know, the jet engines, you know, Pratt and Whitney, which would be, you know, United Technologies, you know, General Electric, you know, I mean, again, you know, big companies, but, and if we wanted to, and in my newsletter, my military technology newsletter, I actually get down into the weeds of, you know, companies that supply, you know, beryllium metal to the manufacturers of these airplanes. You know, they make the aluminum alloys and the beryllium alloys, things like that.
Byron, when you're looking at it from an investment standpoint, do you find a lot of these contractor type companies that do supply either the Air Force or the Army, whatever, what have you, with their services, are these publicly traded companies that are pretty open with their news flow?
Oh, a good many of them are, yes. The supporting companies range, as I said, you know, from the big, you know, the big guys, the big household names, the Boeings and the Lockheeds, all the way down to, you know, these sort of publicly traded, you know, companies that work in the Beltway. They're part of the Beltway Bandit group. They supply all manner of things. I mean, most Americans, most absolutely would not believe the degree to which much of operations and planning has been outsourced to the private sector by the Pentagon. You know, I mean, people have this image of a Pentagon war room filled with these, you know, lieutenants and captains and majors and lieutenant colonels all sitting around poring over maps, coming up with targets and all these kind of things. That's partly true, but the other half of the coin, the other part of the scissors is that there are entire buildings filled with contractors, who have, you know, high security clearances, you know, these are civilians, and they're under contract to the government where they punch a time clock in the morning and in the afternoon when they leave, or maybe they work in the night shift, you know, but we've outsourced all sorts of strategic analysis, operational analysis, into the private sector. These are investable companies. Another angle is the whole, cyber war aspect to it. Big companies that deal literally with software. I mean, they're not supplying big platforms like ships and jets and, road bound behemoths with great big fat tires and stuff like that. These are companies that supply software into the military. You know, millions and millions and millions of lines of code, all of which have to be written and put together and processed and debugged and, you know, over time. I mean, this is not the military that you were in if you were in, you know, 15 or 20 years ago, 30 years ago. This is not your father's military, your grandfather's military. I mean, this is a whole different world that we live in. It's almost as if we've hired the telephone company to fight our wars for us.
Hired the telephone company. That's interesting. How much money realistically is being made from this action in the Middle East? I mean, how much is that contributing to the U.S. economy as opposed to outflow, Byron?
Well, I saw a credible estimate that the first 2 weeks of actual, you know, bombing, you know, probably in the last 2 weeks or so, has run up a bill of over $1.5 billion, with a B, $1.5 billion of government expense. And that's just, you know, sort of the out of pocket operational cost over and above what it just costs to have the equipment there anyhow. You know, I mean, the ship is the ship, the airplane is the airplane, whether the ship is tied up to the pier, whether the airplane is, you know, chained down to the runway. You know, now it's $1.5 billion, you know, to put the gas in it and fly over, sail over, do whatever they do.
Byron, what really interested me, and you touched on it there, was the technology aspect of that, because wars are being fought slightly differently nowadays, especially to the fact that some cyber attacks can have a more devastating impact than a few bombs launched into a country. And we've even seen recently with J.P. Morgan, who had millions of their accounts compromised, and the rumor is that might have come from Russia or some people out of Russia. We have no reason or no way to corroborate that evidence. But the fact of the matter is, if systems, and whether they're communication or information systems, are taken down, that can severely handcuff any major player out there and completely turn the tides, can it not?
Oh, it sure can. I mean, it's one thing to have airplanes and bombs or ships and missiles and what have you. It's another thing to have somebody hack your computers and do all sorts of levels of damage. I mean, you know, people think, oh, they're going to come in and they're going to shut down our computers. Yeah, okay, maybe they'll do that. Maybe they'll just come in and they'll alter the data so that all of a sudden you have a corrupt data set and you either can't use what you know, you can't apply it. If you do apply it, you'll apply it in the wrong way. I mean, people have succeeded, you know, people out there have succeeded in taking global positioning and twisting the global positioning around so that you're getting your GPS signal from the satellite and you think that you're at point A when really you're at point B. Let's just say that, at least one very advanced U.S., spy drone, made a wrong landing in the wrong country in the Middle East, in the last couple of years, basically because somebody somewhere convinced its little GPS sensor that it thought it was flying back to home base, and instead it flew back to a site in a country that we don't like at all.
Surprise, surprise. Brian, we've got to take a real quick break here to let our stations announce their announcements. There's an interesting play on words, and we're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
A Okay, we're back with Byron King. Byron, you know, we've talked about the opportunities that are available from an investment standpoint in the military sector, specifically as the actions are, you know, coming about in the Middle East right now. I almost feel dirty talking about that, but, you know, you got a real point in the sense that there are opportunities over there, and that's just something, as investors, that's something that we all have to realize. But from a resource standpoint, I mean, how does the Middle East, in your mind, impact the resource sector?
Well, first and foremost, you know, the Middle East is the source of you know, much of the world's petroleum energy supply. And whether the U.S. imports a lot of Middle East oil or not, the Middle East is the focus of where world prices are set. You know, we can say to ourselves in the U.S., we can reach real far back and pat ourselves on the back real hard and say, oh, we only import 5% of our U.S. oil from the Middle East, which is, okay, that's about true. That's true. It's more or less good for us, good for fracking, good for our side, good for diversifying our sources. But the Middle East supplies oil to the rest of the world, to, you know, across Africa, across Asia, to Europe. And so we can feel good about, to some extent, about security of supply in the U.S., but we still live in a global market. If the price of oil, you know, goes, you know, skyrockets because of Middle Eastern problems, the inability to load and ship oil, I mean, we're still going to pay that price. We're going to pay the price of the pump here in the U.S.
Byron, what we have been seeing, and it's hard to talk about the Middle East and not mention oil, but the fact of the matter is right now oil is just continues to keep on falling. Right now it's south of $90, actually a fair bit south when we're recording this. It's right around $87 a barrel. The oil price is just continuing to fall. Do you think this is because of what's going on in the Middle East, potentially Saudi Arabia last week coming out and mentioning that they will be lowering their prices and continuing to ship and pump as much oil as they were planning on? Or do you think this is more of the U.S. fracking and just more oil coming on the market from a supply side?
You're right about the part of U.S. fracking. I mean, right now, ground zero for the energy revolution of the 21st century, I mean, this is 2014, so we're in the 21st century, ground zero is North America, and I mean north of the Rio Grande, North America, it's the U.S. and Canada. We are changing the entire global dynamic. Really, if what had happened in the Middle East, you know, today, if that had happened 5 or 6 or 10 years ago, I mean, we'd have seen $200 oil, $250 oil. Instead, you know, the Middle East has a general war going on, Iraq, Syria, you know, Libya is still, you know, deep in the woods. And like you said, oil prices have fallen. Don't let that lull you into the sense of security that everything is fine just because of U.S. fracking. I mean, if things really fall off a cliff in the Middle East, we don't care. Wash our hands, walk away, you know, watch it on TV, and don't worry about it because it won't affect us. That's backwards thinking. If something really bad does happen to the Middle East's ability to export oil, you know, out of the Persian Gulf, you know, if we lose those millions and millions of barrels a day, you know, all of that oil out of Texas and all that oil out of North Dakota, it'll be nice that it's there, but it's not going to, you know, save us from the upwards spike. So, you know, when you talk about current oil prices, you're looking at truly an absolute once in a generation, once in two or three or four generations type of investable opportunity, and that's, you know, North American fracking. That's a whole story in and of itself. I talk about that a lot in my newsletters. I love to write about that. I love to talk about that. It's just a, you know, it's just a passion. I mean, there's a lot of ways to make money off of that. But in terms of what's happening in the Middle East, we still need to worry about the Middle East creating a particular shortage that impacts global prices. I mean, you know, what goes down can go up, and it can go up very, very fast. I mean, prices have been drifting down over the summer because of more and more U.S. fracking. But you bomb an oil terminal in Saudi Arabia, and you watch that $87 oil turn into $117 oil literally overnight, and maybe $137 oil, you know, by the end of the week.
I think it's a really interesting point. I mean, everybody has to understand your point, and your point is that, yes, the United States is becoming more and more energy independent, but, you know, we live in a world economy. We live in a U.S. economy here, two of the three of us anyway, but, you know, on a worldwide level, that's what really counts. I'm finding it interesting that with all of the, upheaval that's going on over there, and it seems to be getting worse and worse. It certainly is getting more and more dramatic, that it really isn't affecting the price of gold. I mean, do you have any comments on that, Byron?
I'm very perplexed that gold is not selling at a higher price, but I guess there are, you know, I mean, they say don't fight the Fed, and in this case, I think that's really true. Do not try to fight the Fed. I mean, so much is going on that has strengthened the dollar in a relative sense, you know, and part of that has to do with fracking and you know, U.S. oil production and the diminishment or the diminution of U.S. oil imports. All that money that we used to spend importing oil, we're not, you know, and so the dollar gets stronger. You look at Europe, which is, you know, on the edge of a recession if it's not already there, so the euro gets weaker. So again, you know, the dollar strengthens. You look at emerging economies, they've fallen off cliffs, the so-called BRIC countries. I mean, Brazil is a wreck. Russia is militarily making mischief in Ukraine and other places, but I mean, look at the ruble. I mean, it's completely fallen off a cliff. India is troubled on its best of days, and China is we're looking at the end of the China boom. So in a relative sense, the dollar is going up. In a relative sense, gold is going down. Most gold, you know this, I'm sure the listeners out there know, 98% of the daily gold that gets traded is paper gold. It's not yellow gold. It's not metal gold. You know what I mean? And paper has defeated metal in the sense of driving the price down. Now, if you are a gold acquirer, if you are the Central Bank of China or the Central Bank of India, I'm sure that you are not shedding many tears over $1,200 gold as opposed to $1,400 or $1,500 or $1,600 gold. You'd rather get more gold for your dollars today than not. Just on an aside, a complete tangent, just as the Chinese are willing to spend $2 billion to buy the Waldorf Astoria in New York City. I mean, one of the finest hotels in the world. You know, assuming that, you know, something terrible doesn't happen and that New York doesn't just, you know, melt down and fall into the ocean or whatever, you know, when we make it through the political and the economic and the monetary issues that confront the United States, that confront the world, there will still be a New York City, and it would still be nice to own the best hotel in New York City, you know, with all due respect to everybody else who, you know, thinks they have the best hotel. But, you know, I mean, that's why the Chinese are going for the Waldorf Astoria. They're buying gold while it's cheap. They're buying the Waldorf Astoria while their dollars are still, you know, worth something, while their dollars are on the strong side.
Byron, I think that's an interesting point to end on, is that when we do come out of this, I sure hope the U.S. and Canada and North America in general still own some of the assets that made them the superpowers that they are. Byron, great chatting with you. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, continuing this first hour of the weekend edition. Corey has stepped out of the studio momentarily. I am chatting with Gary Christensen. Gary is a very, very interesting guy, relatively new to the newsletter business, the financial newsletter business, I have to say. But the Deviant Investor, which is his newsletter, is one that I read on a regular basis. Gary has become pretty much a regular commentator on our show. With his background in accounting, I think that you have to listen to what he says. And with the amount of study that he also puts in, I have to say, I think that you have to listen to what he says, certainly and consider it strongly. Gary, you know, we were talking off air a little bit about what's going on in the markets in the United States right now, what's going on economically in the United States right now, and you and I both agreed on one thing, and that was as debt levels started to skyrocket, and that was in about 1995, both the private debt and the public debt, as those levels started to skyrocket, some really bad things started to happen in the economy. You know, we had the NASDAQ bubble in the late 90s, we had the housing bubble and burst, etc., and we had a virtual collapse in 2008 with Lehman and the rest of them. I would maintain that we're still at the same point right now in the sense that the emperor really isn't wearing any clothes. close. I think that we're on the same path as Japan, quite frankly, and by that I mean a lot of government intervention to keep the economy going along the straight and narrow, or at least what the government defines as being the straight and narrow. And the only alternative that I see to that is we both agree that eventually the piper has to be paid, but I think we also both agree that particular event may not happen for quite some time right now. So what are your thoughts on that?
Mostly I agree. Yes, the piper must be paid. I think that's a fundamental basis of the way the world works. But that isn't in and of itself all that useful sometimes, because if you can kick the can down the road, if you can kick the can down the road for another year or 6 months or 2 years or 10 years, then you can gradually create a disconnect between cause and effect. And I think that our world is very good at doing that. We're very good at creating a separation between what caused our problems and what are the effects, so that people no longer can make that real, that understanding, that connection. And so that allows you to keep manipulating and working the system. And I think if you're going to put one word on it, and I'm just picking one word here as my interpretation, it's confidence. Do we have confidence that the system will continue, that we're not going to have a horrible crash, that we're not going to have roving bands of unpleasant, hungry people wandering the streets? You know, do we have confidence that we're not going to be living in a post-apocalyptic world where everybody's miserable? And the answer is the powers that be have been extremely good, I think, at maintaining confidence in the system enough to keep it alive. If you listen to all of the stuff on CNBC or Fox or whoever, financial channels, they're marvelous at being able to create the confidence and the everything's good, everything's fine. If you listen to the official pronouncements about Ebola, it's, well, yes, we have a problem, but don't you worry about it. It's all generating and maintaining confidence, and they're good at that. The problem is it takes more than confidence to keep the system moving, and it takes more than confidence to deal with the structural issues that we have. I don't believe we have simply cyclic issues in our financial markets. I believe we have structural issues that are difficult to resolve and difficult to address. And certainly one of the factors is confidence, but it takes more than that. So I believe we do have issues that we have to deal with. Japan, you know, hit a peak, well, roughly 1990. Our stock market peak was roughly 2000. That's 10 years later. Their demographics is older than ours, roughly 10 years. They've been in kind of a malaise for 20 years where something, not much is happening in their economy. Now they're into Abenomics, which appears to be a wholesale disaster. Again, what is the confidence factor in Japan, and are they losing it, and is that an indication of where we're going? And that's kind of what you and I were discussing. So I'll turn it back to you with that.
You know, I think your comment about keeping society in check, and that's a pretty radical way to put it, but I think if somebody takes that particular comment at face value, I think it's very, very important, and I think it's a very accurate comment. You know, you look, as you and I were chatting, Gary, off mic, if you look at the social unrest, I would almost say social violence that can occur in the United States. You know, you go back a lot of years and you talk about the Rodney King situation, and then you go back just a few months and you have the situation in the suburb of St. Louis, and then towards the end of this week you have the situation in St. Louis itself. I think our society is a real powder keg. And I think that if the economy, if the piper has to be paid right now, okay, as a lot of my colleagues would suggest should happen, I think that the difficulty that would occur in the United States would be incredible. You know, I think that you seriously, in many parts of the country, I think you'd have to have martial law. And I know that sounds like a real gloom and doomer, and it sounds like an overly dramatic statement, but I don't think it is. You know, I think that if the confidence that you're talking about seeps out of the individual mindset, for lack of better terms, if people really stop and think about what's going on, boy, I think the consequences, Gary, could be staggering, don't you?
Well, yes, I have to agree with you. And I, as a matter of anecdotal evidence to go along with that, or at least anecdotal commentary, all you have to do to get a sense of this is walk into a grocery store about 6 hours before a Category 3 hurricane is about to hit. And you'll get a feeling of wow, and there's an incredible tension in the air, and it, you know, people may be civil, but they're about ready to fight you for the last six pack of water on the shelves. It could get really grim very quickly, and that's in a modern suburban area where there's still food on the shelves and water on the shelves. What happens when there is none and people are hungry? You know, what will people do to feed their children? Could be fairly grim. And the second anecdotal thing is my sister lived through the Rodney King riots, and she has pretty grim stories that, you know, the mood changes, and the mood can change very rapidly, very quickly. For instance, with the stock market, as another anecdotal evidence, the mood in the stock market can go along and go along, or the silver market, or the crude oil market, or the bond market, it doesn't matter, can go along for a long, long time, up and down, correcting, rallying, backfilling, and then all of a sudden it reaches a point where something changes, and you have a hard time pointing to what that is, but it basically comes down to confidence. We no longer have confidence that the system's going to work, and then everybody tries to reach the exit point as soon as they can. And, of course, the exit door is only so wide and not so many people can get through it, using an analogy of bottom of a movie theater when somebody yells fire, because that's about what it is in the markets. And that then does cause a great deal of consternation, and you can have complete lawlessness at that point. And the authorities will do everything they can to prevent that, and that will involve probably martial law and probably other things. It would not be pretty, and it would be very difficult to, number one, acknowledge that it can happen. Number two, to pick the timing for it. I mean, is it going to be next week, next month, next year, next decade? Very, very difficult to do. If you take geniuses like Martin Armstrong, he'll tell you that it's picking a number. September 30th of 2015 is about the time his cycles say we should be reaching a breaking point, and he looks for things to get seriously grim after that point. So that's roughly a year from now. He's looking for things to make a material change. I don't know. He's a genius. I'm not. I have to listen to what he has to say, but it's just one man's opinion. But the important point is things can happen, things do happen, and when they do happen, they happen a whole lot faster than anyone ever believes could be occur.
Ain't that the truth? Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with a very, very interesting segment.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000.
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Welcome in, rounding out the first hour of the weekend show. We are privileged to have Peter Brandage with us right now. Peter has been involved in an organization called Athletes in Action for, how long has it been, Pete?
12 years.
And Athletes in Action is an organization, a male organization that works with professional athletes, and Peter happens to be one of the chaplains, if I'm not mistaken, for the New York Giants professional football team. And you're going to be traveling with the Giants to Philadelphia for the Sunday night game, obviously Sunday night being tomorrow night, and you will be handling the chapel on Saturday night. I got Pete's email earlier in the week, and I was very, very impressed with what he had to say. And I think it is something that listeners on this site could really benefit from, regardless of your religious preference. Pete, what are you going to be talking to the boys about?
Well, you're right. Athletes in Action is actually a male and female participation. It's a ministry. It's a Protestant-led ministry that services about half the NFL teams, providing chapel and Bible services. And while I don't do it full-time with them, I participate greatly with the Giants on the Bible study and occasional chapel like Saturday, and also even on a rarer time with the New York Yankees. And so Saturday night, I will speak at the chapel, which will probably have at least about half of all the players in it. I will give a little bit of a testimony, a couple of minutes, starting off with, you know, how I, you know, in 58 years, what happened, how I went from Disco Pete to a legend in his own mind, how I lost and made millions, and how I turned the Ten Commandments into 10 suggestions. I'll also tell them about battles with depression and all, so that I can paint a picture to them to understand, you know, who and why am I standing in front of them. This is a little bit unique for me because most of the players that I knew on the Giants had a tremendous turnover this past year. So unlike before, which some will have known me for a while, a lot of the players will be seeing and hearing me for the first time. And so when I come in on Saturday night, I'll briefly do that. And then I'm going to go into four verses from Scripture that I believe, you know, can be of importance to them. And what you referred to is I also, through my Trinity company, sent it out to our readers today because I believe, obviously, that it applies to people as well as professional athletes.
So, Pete, when you lead these Bible studies, do a lot of the players come with questions or certain topics that they want you to focus on, or are they just there to kind of take it all in and just be grateful that this is offered to them?
Yeah, it's more of a service at this point. Discussions are usually at Bible study because, you know, be taught we'll be doing a certain program and be following it, or it's more of a service to come in, hear it, and then go, although some will at the end chat with whoever we might have brought in to speak, or if George McGovern, who's a regular chapel leader, did it. But more of them will just soak it in and then, you know, go on. They have about an hour after that before it's bed check, so they really don't have much time to do anything after that. Some will stay around and have some desserts that are outside and all. The rest will go and maybe, you know, see some people down in the lobby, family that may be staying in a hotel, and then they will go to their room because by 11 o'clock it's bed check.
Pete, specifically, what are you going to be talking about?
I will talk about, as I noted in my alert today, four topics. Probably the most important to me, and I believe they reflect both for professional athletes and the public in general. The first is probably one of the most misquoted verses in Bible by the secular world. Many people, whether they've been so-called religious or not, heard the saying, money is the root of all evil. Well, the actual quote comes from 1 Timothy 6 to verse 10, where it says, the love of money is the root of all evil. And I will expand on the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus really, in this passage, first and foremost, explains how money can distract us from what's really important. And for me, I spent a lot of wasteful years judging how well I was doing based on how much money I was making. I led my life in accordance based on, you know, how I was doing in markets and money. When Jesus is taught that, you know, you can't love money and God, and that's another famous quote. So that's the first one. The second one is my favorite, and I'll take a couple minutes to expand on it because it is my favorite verse that I like to share. There's a famous verse about the rich man, and the way it goes in Scripture is he basically shows up, asks about what he needs to get in. Jesus tells him he needs to study the commandments, what have you, and he says, I do all that. And then Jesus tells him to basically sell all his stuff, and come follow him. And then it says that he leaves sad. He can't bring himself to do it. Well, I kind of like to mix Bible scripture in with today's worlds. And being from New York, I tell the story about it's a guy from Brooklyn who pulls up in a stretched chariot, and he has an Italian accent. And he says, hey, how you doing? Where's this Jesus guy? Hey, what do I need to do to get in? And Jesus tells him about the commandments and such, and he says, okay, I do all that. Where do I sign up? Jesus says, well, look, I want you to do one more thing before you sign. I want you to go have a garage sale. I want you to sell all your stuff. And what you don't sell, put up on eBay. Then take all the proceeds, give it to the poor, and then follow us. And suddenly the guy from Brooklyn looks at his watch and says, whoa, look at the time. And he gets back in a stretched chariot and does something like, hey, my people will call your people, and he hurries away. Why I like to tell it that way, these are younger men, and they're more hip, to so to speak. But it also kind of explains what I believe that passage was about, and that Jesus doesn't call us all to be Mother Teresa and give everything away, but he wants us to have a heart. And, of course, this man couldn't bring that to it, and I remember when my heart couldn't either. So it's a very important passage, very important, I think, for younger people, no matter whether they're professionals or not, to understand that. That the world is not made up and your score is not made by how much possessions you have, but really what you do with God's gifts and how you implore it to other people.
You talk not only about your possessions, the amount of your possessions, but you also talked about your golf score, which I thought was really, really interesting. Probably one of the most enjoyable rounds of golf I've ever had in my life was when you were out here at Semiama visiting with Kathy and I, and we played 18 holes of golf, and it was just, it was a whole different experience for me than it is with a lot of the people I play with who are, I would have to say, overly competitive and I think really have their priorities screwed up, for lack of better terms. Getting back to the business world, though, I do have a question for you about that. I think a lot of people really do need to realize that when you talk about capital gains, when you talk about money, it is the love of that that God was talking about, not the specific amount. And I have to say that one of the downfalls that I find in the business world today is the fact that moral values are gone, Judeo-Christian values are gone, and it's all about the almighty dollar. And that, in my opinion, Pete, is really messing up our societies around the world. Comments?
First, in terms of your comment about the golf thing, that was actually the third one, and that's a scripture that regards to talents. It's a story about where Jesus gives three different people different amounts of gold to employ it and double it, and the one that was actually given the smallest tries to hoard it, and Jesus, you know, just doesn't condone that at all. And how I tie it to the athletes is that they should not get caught up in how the other guy is doing and try to be as good as him. Just be thankful that God had given them a talent that 99.99 can't do to begin with, and focus on that. And that's the same for people in the general world, not to get caught up in reality TV and all, and trying to be something you're not. Just use the gifts that God's give you. And when you talked about golf, I tied it that I remember when I couldn't break 100. Then when I broke 100, I wanted to break 90. Then when I broke 90, I wanted to break 80, and I never got to that part. And by the way, when you were playing golf, I think the reason you enjoyed playing me was I was always looking for my ball, so you felt there was somebody worse than you.
But that couldn't be farther from the truth.
I make light. And finally, Luke 9:25, and it basically says, what good is it basically if you gain everything but you lose your eternal life? And that's where we're kind of heading. I would not say that all of Judeo-Christian principles that once made this country great are gone, but certainly many of them have been dismissed or greatly reduced, and there's a constant chipping away to take away the remaining ones. And I don't doubt for 1 minute, both in my secular mind and when I put on my Christian hat, that much of the problems and the issues that the United States face, whether it's economically, socially, or politically, is because of that happening. So you're absolutely correct. And it doesn't mean that you have to be Christian. Let's remember one thing, and I always try to remind people that the Christian faith is really grounded in Judaism, and it's very important to understand that. And just morally, irregardless of how or why or who your God may be, the morals that most religions teach are being ignored or dissipated, and that is what is leading to us. I mean, when you just think about the atrocities that we're witnessing on videos of what's happening by Islamic terrorists in the mass killings, and how I don't know how we just continue going on when you think about we all know what's happened in past Holocaust and all. Is this another of the world's not looking at a terrible thing that historians will look back and go, how did people ignore such a thing? So I think that's part of it, that we've almost become insensitized to it because we've removed the spiritual element that once made this country great.
Couldn't agree more. Peter, it's a privilege to have you as a friend, and it's a privilege to have you as a contributor to Corey's and my show. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be back with the second hour of the weekend edition.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.